Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the Halal Industry, Do For Self, with your hosts today, Nate Muhammad and James Bashir. The imam is tied up in some other business, so he asked us if we can carry the show today. As always, we like to start with Allah's name, the Merciful Benefactor, Merciful Redeemer. We thank Allah for granting us the opportunity to Amin Yasin Muhammad, Claire Muhammad STEM School, for granting us the opportunity to share our vision about the halal industry. We hope those of you who are listening, you can get or we can inspire you of the halal industry, mainly through your activity or through your commitment. Later on, we will look for some form of sacrifice, but right now, we're concerned and we want to push our ability to unite with Allah's name. Everything starts with Allah. Everything is going to end with Allah. And if we're going to be successful, it's going to be through the grace of Allah. It's not going to be through us. I mean, yes, it will be through us because of our struggles and the challenge that we will hold. Allah's going to test us. And he's been testing us in our conviction, this mission here. And we look for, you know, the strength through our sacrifice to be successful in establishing what we will. But we come right back to, and I'm always be speaking about, unifying, unity. We can't get nothing started without unifying ourselves first. That is most important. You know, everything has a starting point, regardless what it is. You know, we're not doing anything just for the sake of ourselves, to please anybody, to look big or look small or whatever. We're doing this. This is Allah's hands is on it. This is not my hand. It's Allah. I buy into what I see with Allah. He's the one guiding us through this path. He's the one making it clear that we can't function unless we unify. That is our starting point. Of course, our next phase is do for self, and our next phase after that is to build a model community. But everything comes to get it off the ground, we have to unify ourselves. And that's going to be a great task. Matter of fact, once we get past that task, everything else, it will be a little easier. That is the greatest task because that's what we're dealing with, a lot of things, especially with our people, the African-American people, descendants of slaves. We're dealing with a little bit of everything. It ain't coming at you with everything, with all kinds of problems and situations. But if we understand how Allah works, we can neutralize whatever they come with because we already either seen it before or lived it before or somebody already hit us to it in that manner. So one thing we have to do is to measure our progress is how well we stayed committed to what we started to do. Again, as I said before, everything is won and lost at the beginning. The beginning is very, very, very important. We look for progress. We get in any kind of situations, all we can do is reflect back on how we where we started and how we started to correct anything. And what keep the spirit keep us motivated is the progress, progressive streak. Allah instilled that in us. Look at a baby. You can look at a baby and you can see her when she first was born or when he first was born at an infant stage. But as time go by, you see progress. And you can't help but to go back and think, boy, you used to be a little old cuddle little thing when you were. Now look at you. You're getting bigger. And people, morale over there, they like that because they see the progress. And then they can say, well, you still got a long way to go, but the rate you're going to make it. So we need to, when we deal with things, we need to see progress in what we do. And also, sometimes they used to say they had to kill your spirit. But we know our spirit can't be killed because we know Allah's hand on you. All we can do is give you a word to the right, suggest that you do it, whether you do it or not. Whether you do it or not is up to you. And that's what I usually say. And then if we can't do it that way, we've still got a label on it. And if you don't want to progress with us, we won't bash you or nothing. We'll calmly move you out of the way. Because this is a progressive streak. And we're going to do this willingly or unwillingly. With you or without you, this is going to be done. It's inevitable. You can look back at the beginning of the Nation of Islam. Look at where it started. It started with just a handful. Once they got their structure together, they moved out. And look what they accomplished. Same thing with Imam Muhammad. He bought in on it. And he had put his hand on it, his twist. He wanted to build the morality, the spirituality. He accomplished that. How do we know? All we have to do is look at a lot of the people that's from his association. And you can bear witness that that is. That's the Imam Muhammad guys. Based on their conversation, based on how they act. Same thing with the Nation of Islam. No, they from Muhammad's. That legacy, that's part of our legacy. It's like our family. And everybody is our brothers and sisters. And we learn how to enjoy each other company, how to function as one. Even with all our personalities clashing, but all we had to do was, you know, sound like an op. Everybody, everything is checked. But for some reason, I don't say we got away from it. It's just that we done grown. We done grown from an infant, adolescent, and an adulthood. That's what we have done. So now they have different challenges. We have to have in the direction to guide the people, to guide our constituents around us. We have to have that. That direction is the halal industry. And we're just listening to the Imam Bilal the other day. He said that, you know, I'm looking at it as halal industry, one major thing. But no, he said, we want to have a halal industry, a model community in every major city, just like we had the temples in every major city. Mm-hmm. So, because as we go, we continue to learn. We always listening to each other, picking up few little things from each other. Allah made us different so we can learn from each other. I might come this way, he might come the other way. And whatever way we come, we want to meet at one destination. And that's the bear witness that Allah is our brother. And when we all see that, we should be comfortable with each other. And in the form of trust. We have to trust each other, or we will, or we did, or we do trust each other. We trust each other with what the law says, not what I say, what he says. Out here in the street, Shaitan will turn you against each other. And how you do that? He divides you. He finds something to divide you with. Majority time, it's a rumor. Create a negative vibe. And see, if we don't understand how Shaitan works, we'll be gullible. He'll stick us every time. Or you'll be stuck with every time. But if you know how he works, you can always go around him, go over top of him, or just never even pay him no mind. And that comes from knowledge. And that comes from knowledge from being around each other, learning from each other. We are our brother keeper. When we move as one, there is no weakness. When you move individually, you're subject to your weakness. That's why it's important that we unite. Uniting is very important. It's like it gets the wheel rolling. And we've been talking it, and we're going to continue to talk. That's how we get our thing going, through unite. And I see that when we go to deal with each other in our endeavors, our meetings or social gatherings or what have, we find that there's a lot of spirit among the community, with the people. They just don't know how to channel it into something progressive. And we might raise our hands, yeah, well, all we have to do is unite. It might go over people here because they're not thinking that way. They're all thinking still with the way they want, the way they are. One day, here with our program today, we'll probably get, if we can get control over the board to monitor who's calling, what's calling, so we can answer them back. That's very important. That measure our progress. We can see where we stand. We can see what we have to do to upgrade it, or we can see what we have to do to downgrade it. Nevertheless, we'll see it. And that's, again, progressiveness is motivation. Keep you inspired to move towards your goal. Allow channels you with your goals. You have to, again, commit yourself to it. And then upon your committing to it, you have to sacrifice. There's going to be some sacrifice. Sacrifice is doing things. It could be monetary. It can be physical. You know, or what? You're going to have to sacrifice something. And without those sacrifices, there won't be no success. That is our objective, to establish what we want. But we can always look back at the past, and prepare for our future. I remember listening to these young people, and they were telling, they were saying that they don't listen to nothing from the past. I don't listen to old music. I don't look at old movies. So the commentator said, "Do you respect old people?" Yeah, I respect them, but I don't listen to them. And I should, bro, these guys are so backwards. They're not backwards. It's just that society has put a wall, a veil over their eyes. And they can't see nothing beyond their emotion. Their intelligence, he gets cut off the main source of their intelligence. You always look from the past, prepare for your future. That's where they get the ideas from. That's where they can get some of the solution to a lot of problems. You have to go back, a troubleshooter. How do he do? He go back to where everything started from, to fix a problem. And then bring the problem along until he finds a solution. And if he never go back in the back past, he'll never find the solution. And as they always say, your solution was always in your problem. So it's right there looking at you, facing you. Our solution as a people is right there facing us. We see it every day. We hear it every day. But we don't move with it because our mind is preoccupied with something else other than progress. It's sitting there facing us how we can go about the bill, the African American people, descendants of slaves, how we can strengthen them. We want to strengthen them economically. But we can't strengthen them unless we is together. You know, everything you go into, there's going to always be something that's going to challenge you. At the beginning, people go into service, they have what they call boot camp. And they sit there and they filling you out to see how you make money. I've been in service, but I watched and heard from a lot of people had boot camp. They want to build you. They want to see what they got. And then they classify you in anything. Same thing with the people that might go get incarcerated. They take them in the system. And they evaluate them and see how we're going to or where we're going to place them. That's the beginning. That's where everything starts for me. And then you go on. And once they classify you, they build on top of that with you. That's the same thing we would do. We get to work together in a unified manner. You put everybody in their proper place where they best, where they can do to be their best. That's only normal. For those who understand, as the law says in its crime. And then for you to get your understanding, you have to submit to. And submission is giving your attention to it. Not your personality, your emotion, your attention. Be attentive. I remember when we used to be in fruit class, and they used to always be drilling. And all that was designed to open your mind to establish your ability to follow instructions. That's the whole purpose of drilling. Keep you attentive. When you got to give your attention to something, give it to them. Concentrate on giving it to them. We learned that. I was looking at some of the things on the old Nation of Islam and the drilling. Now they got the young fruit, and then they got the older. And I sat there, yeah, I remember them days. Remember them like they was yesterday. But we had already established how to be attentive. That's why the Imam Muhammad, he didn't all right niche it, but he took it to another level. If your mind is receptive, you don't really need all the drilling. The drilling is to remind you to be able to follow instruction. But some people didn't take it. They, you know, everybody take things different. Again, as I say, a lot of leaders are different. Not the clash, but be aware of everybody else. Everybody has a gift. And through their gift, it's designed to help mankind, help humanity, help the humanity. But we have to commit yourself to that in order for you to benefit from it. You ain't going to benefit from nothing standing on the outside, how they used to call it. The Monday morning quarterback, always on the outside talking about what you did, what you could have did, what he did, and what he could have did. Now, what we want to do, we want to build this model community. We want to establish model communities in every major city. But we have to unite. And if we come in with a winning formula, If we established it over there, we can establish the next place. Use the same formula because it's been proven. And this formula, the unified do for self, the build a model community, is proven. It's been proven. How it was proven, all you have to do is look at yourself. For those who came through the legacy and you benefit, you can look back at yourself. The Imam Muhammad said, we wanted to remake the world. If you remade yourself, you just remade the world. And if you ain't out there, as a matter of fact, you can measure your progress as a person, especially under this legacy, by just looking back to how you were before you came here and where you're at today. You know, those who were born in the community, they can only live off of what those who've done before them. And right now, everybody's trying to put trying to dismiss our history, our legacy. I was just sitting here reading something today about how when the dictators or whatnot conquered the area, another country, they got rid of all their books, their history. And they said that's the first thing of sort of brainwashing them, have them thinking the way, or to get them to think the way they want you to think. And didn't we just hear something like, what was that, the governor down in Florida talking about he wanted to erase the African-American history in the public school? He don't want to put it in the public school. Why? He's trying to erase us. And they're not only trying to erase us in the United States, Argentina, Brazil, what's that, Central America, everywhere our ancestors arrived back then in 16th century, they want to erase that. But they don't understand. They don't know. They don't have control over that. Allah has control of that. And as soon as you realize that Allah is in control of that, then everything will start coming clear for you. Man covers stuff up. Man hides things. Man lies. Allah, God, don't lie. All you have to do is read his signs of creation. Read his structure, how he built it. I can't see how some people can sit up here and say they don't have no faith in God, or they are atheists. They can say there is no God. I don't see how you can think like that. Unless you're thinking out of your own world. This thing is bigger than you. Way bigger than you. 10-20 times bigger than you. You ain't nothing but a little speck. And here you gonna sit up here and yap and some old stuff like that. It's impossible. It's insane, rap. God is in control of this. And I'm just getting on this bandwagon. I'm gonna ride it. I'm gonna ride it until I can't ride it no more. Because I know we won't be successful without his help, without his guidance. And we have to learn to trust each other. Trust each other with Allah's name. That's why I say that we wanted to build a model community based around what Allah wants. We want to unify each other based on what Allah wants. Don't want to do it based on what I want. I don't mean nothing in that sense. But I mean a lot when we working as one. Just like our people. We came over here together and we will not progress without working as one. Let me repeat that again. We will not progress without working as one. We might be successful individually, but if majority of the people is not successful right along with you, you still stand as the majority of the people go. The majority of people are weak. You're still weak. You just happen to have or be a successful weak person, if I can use that term. Everything is meant for us to work together. Everything in the universe works together. The four seasons works together. You got the fall, winter, spring, and summer. Automatically. You know they coming. You know it's coming. And there's nothing you can do to stop it. That's working together. How you working together? They doing their part. That's my part. They happy to do their part, to be part of this civilization. Same thing with the sun and the moon. They always going to be there. And if they say it's going to rain, here come the rain. They say it's going to snow, here come the snow. And they gladly come. You can't stop them. All we can do is deal with it. And that's why I was saying with Allah's name, he has control over everything. The only thing we have control over is how we deal with it. It's how we deal with it. So if we're going to stay focused and we want to build, we have to build unified. A lot of us like to get it and want to put our twist on it, or I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm going to do this. No, you can't do this without help. Nothing happens out here without help. You have to have help in everything you do, everything. Nobody make it by themselves. Those people that made it to me, being there, they made it not by their own sweat piece. They had help. I don't care how minor the help is, how major the help is. You had help. And you have to remember. You understand? Allah, God, helps those who help themselves. Now that song say, God bless the child that has his own. No, God bless the child that helps his own. God is on. Help his own. And this is what we talking about. And we should make a note of that. The society moves individually. God moves collectively. So God, people that helps themselves. But again, you have to want to do it. You have to see that you have to do it. Right now, you might be still moving around emotionally and don't see it yet. But if you don't come today, maybe we can plant the seed for tomorrow. Eventually, we'll be there. We'll be right there because it's inevitable. It has been planned. It's already in the plan. I'm just thinking about those who back in the 18th century, 17th century, their mindset and the struggle that they had that they encountered. But, and every time you see them, I don't quite care what state they was in, they always mention God's name. We whatever God wants us to do. That's what brought them through always. They didn't come through that because they some tough people. No, they were guided by God. Allah. You can see the hand. How do you know they was guided by Allah? They made progress from generation to generation based on the condition they was in. Based on the condition they was in. Yeah, we want to do a PSA right now. Wait a minute. Thank you very much.
Assalamu alaikum. I'm reading from the, I'd like to read from the fourth surah of the Quran, Al-Nisa, ayats 80, 81, 82, 83, and 84. He who obeys the messenger obeys Allah. But if any turn away, we have not sent thee to watch over their evil deeds. They have obedience on their lips. But when they leave thee, a section of them meditate all night on things very different from what thou tellest them. But Allah records their nightly plots, so keep clear of them and put thy trust in Allah. and enough of the law as a disposal of affairs. Do they not consider the Quran with care? Had it been from other than the law, they would surely have found therein much discrepancy. When there comes to them some matter touching public safety or fear, they divulge it. If they had only referred it to the messenger or to those charged of authority among them, the proper investigators would have tested it from direct, were it not for the grace and mercy of Allah unto you. All but a few of you would have followed Satan. Then fighting Allah's cause, thou art held responsible only for thyself, and rouse the believers. It may be that Allah will restrain the fury of the unbelievers, for Allah is the strongest in might and in punishment. Join us daily from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an edition of the Halal Industry Do For Self with your host, Imam Wale Ayub Bilal, President, Founder, and CEO of Bilal's Inc., and co-host James Bashir and Nate Muhammad. The interest of Bilal's Inc. is to establish economics for the African-American people, descendants of the slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength to establish community life by doing for self to build a model community. Then we would like to apologize. We still are trying to get our computer right so people can call in and ask questions. So, yeah, again, we thank you for being patient as we try to correct this problem.
Yeah, thanks, Brother James. Nate Muhammad, the Halal Industry, Do For Self. We just collecting my thought again that we still having a problem getting the control over the board in order to monitor the telephone calls. But as James said, you know, we still working on it. A lot of help. But back to, we like to do for self after we get past this unity. You know, I said that the way we will set everything up, we will set everything up in different countries, I mean different cities. We establish the blueprint of how we want to run things. And wherever we go, we'll set it up based on what we establish. That's how we are. You can go back to you as a person. You learn to do for yourself. You learn to work, do businesses, and you move on in a structure that you create a path. And you work that pattern. If that pattern, like I said earlier, if that pattern was successful over here, it's going to continue to be successful no matter where you go. Look at what society doing to the African Americans, descendants of slaves here. They use the same formula to control how people, not only in the United States, but all over the world, where there's a large number of Africans or our people of color. They use the same strategy. And that strategy is built on you're not being able to unite. You'll solve all that overnight once you unite. You'll solve it. That's why it's taking this much time alone to get it across to people, because that strategy has been embedded in the people to strike some form of intimidation, doubt, fear in the people. They have you dependent on something that you're afraid to let loose off or cut loose off. Seen it happen, seen it going on all my life. Couldn't understand it. Why? How can you control masses of people is controlling with their mind. And if you put, you like I said, pump fear in them or keeping them ignorant, they can always react or will always be a negative effect on that. And they've been doing it. The only how they've been doing it is because we haven't come up with a formula to defeat it. And I believe right now, with this halal industry, do for self, I believe that's the formula. I believe that's the formula that's going to move through all the madness untouched. Because, again, Allah has his hand on it. That's the main reason. That's the main reason. And then the second thing is, we're going to unite. And we will be united. They can't touch you. They're controlling you because of your inability to unite. You look back at the people. You can't do nothing. They always throw somebody in to throw a ringer to create chaos among the people, masses of the people. As long as there's chaos among the people, there won't be no success. Because that breed, again, intimidation, fear, that breeds that. And you find out that a lot of things that happen in the world, in your society, is because a lot of people didn't lead with what Allah said first. I had an experience on Hajj. The Bosnia, we was all in the tent city together, and we all happened to been in the tent with them. And we start to talk. And they said that the reason why they was bombed and whatever kind of warfare that they had over there is because he said that we got away from worshiping God, Allah. We got away from that. And he believed.
Assalamualaikum.
Yes.
Assalamualaikum.
Mike Slum.
This is Amin Yasir Muhammad from Sinclair Muhammad Radio Network. Alhamdulillah. Yo, I know we still haven't worked out the problem, but we're getting there. But in the meantime, I'd like to say a couple things first, if I can, about...
Yeah. Brother Amin. See if you don't. Brother Amin, do you hear me? No. Just see if you hear me. You hear me? Okay. Well, that's on his end. Oh, that was Brother Amin. Yeah, Sir Muhammad. Maybe you'll come back in on us or what. But, we want to continue. And Brother Amin, if you can hear me right now, and I'll call you right after the program, and we can discuss even what's happening with the board, or the panel board, control board. Are you there?
Go ahead, quit the program.
Yeah, so we want to continue. As I was saying, the Bosnia, they were saying that they got away from worshiping Allah. And they felt that they were chastised over that Allah put his will down. And yes, they got their stuff back together. And from hearing that, you know, we can say that as a pattern too, that we got away from doing what Allah says. especially after you learned it. And we're going to have to remind, go back and remind the people that we have to lead with what Allah said first, how he wants, not where you want. You don't have nobody come down here and try to put their will down on us, especially when we know better. We know better. So now we get the opportunity to redeem or take it to another level, to share people what we know, what we understand, what we accomplish within ourselves. Now we're going, all this strength that we said that each individual has, we're going to have to bring it out. We're going to have to put it on the table. We're going to have to make it seen by how well we produce what we will. And what we ask is that we wanted to build the model community, using the halal industry as a vessel, as I would say, to move it, to make it happen. That is our destination. That is our mission. And I believe Allah, this is what Allah wants us to do. He inspired us to do it. He prepared us to do it. Now he's going to give us the free will range to do it. We got to do it. He ain't going to do it for us. He's going to protect us. It's like a big brother eye in the sky looking over you, looking after you. But it's up to us to make it happen. It's up to us to go out and appeal to the people. But then again, well, I don't think we have to do much appealing. It's just that we just have to just be ourselves. Be ourselves. Lead with what's right and forbid what's wrong around the people. Because right now, Shaitan got his hand over everything out here. Everything. The people don't even know it because they think they doing it. They think they created all this. No. You don't even know. We was growing up. I didn't even know that we were coming through everything Shaitan wanted us to do. He had us fighting, killing each other. He had us robbing each other. He had us raping each other. And when you come with Allah's name, that's forbidden. That's one of the major sins in the religion. One of the major ones. And we did this freely. You walk out there and then, oh, I'll shoot you. You know, you shot this guy over $2, $5, $10. You took a life. Over 10 now. But at the same time, they pumped all the drugs out on you. You robbed somebody over $5, $10. I remember the guy, we were sitting in the store, and the guy came in here and robbed the store, scuffed the store. He robbed everybody. And God forbid, he didn't rob me because I knew him. And I'm looking at him like, I don't know why you're looking at me for. You ain't got to worry about me. You better worry about this guy you robbing. So then he wound up taking off, run down the street. Guy ran out right behind him, shooting at him. And then later on that day, we find the guy. He's sitting in the corner all high. He wrote me with all the money he robbed the guy with. He went and got high. He's over there in the corner nodding. I said, man, this guy here jeopardized his own life just to go get out. I couldn't understand it. And the same thing with these young boys today. They going in here looting pharmaceutical places, drug stores, taking all the drugs. I said, I don't believe it. But then somebody told me that that's what all them young boys is out there. All they doing is they take any old kind of drugs, anything. I said, you're kidding. So that's why they're taking, going into these pharmaceutical places, a drugstore, and taking all these, or these pharmacies, rather, taking all the drugs out of here. And I usually look at them, they take all the cigarettes, anything that's blank, they take. Why? Because that's what they've been conditioned for. That's what society conditioned them in. Those are the things that I like. I like to smoke. I like to drink. I like to get high. Uh-oh. Here he come back again. He's coming back again, brother. Sorry for that interruption, peeps. But this is what we're talking about today. It is our time. It's our time to stand up, lead with what the Lord wants. We have our program to take us forward, protect us. We got something to appeal to the people with. We're not going to the people begging money and all that. We giving something. We always was like that. We always had something good for the people. Always. Ever since I've been a Muslim with the Nation of Islam, you always had something good for the people, and the people let you know that when you come around, I always learn something. Let us take another PSA.
Thank you, brother.
As-salamu alaykum. Join us daily from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an edition of the Halal Industry Do For Self, with your host, Imam Wale Ayub Bilal, President, Founder, and CEO of Bilal Zinc, and co-hosts James Bashir and Nate Muhammad. The interest of Bilal Zinc is to establish economics for the African-American people, descendants of the slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength to establish community life by doing for self to build a model community.
Brother James, again, at Muhammad, Halal Industry, do for self. We still, our destination is to build a model community, to be an example for the community, for mankind, with everything we have established in our life. You won't recognize it looking at everything individually, but if we did collectively, you'll see it. It'll stand out like neon color. That's why we like to unify. We got everything else out here in society we need to do. And that's very, very important. But how are we going to make it happen? How are we going to bring it apart, bring it to the top? It's through uniting. First, I listen to all the programs and what everybody wants. And I told them, they're strong in their conviction, alhamdulillah. But you're not going to get it done without unifying first. I don't care if it's 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, 20. To get started, you have to show something in the unification. That's important. In everything that you do. And if anybody want to put their twist on everything, that's fine. And it's always nice to verify what you know and how you know. But we want to make progress. The only way we can be progressive if we unify. That's very important to us. We deal with each other individually. We have to deal with each other's problems. We have situations where a lot of us is strong, real strong. But we weak. We show our weakness before we can show our strength. That's society. That's society. You're still dealing with this society if you're being controlled by your weakness. We want to deal with our strength. Our strength is in oneness. That's our strength. And if we build everything that they're now first, everything else will fall right in line. But we got to get back to doing as one. We was introduced to it before. Now it's time to move out of it. We all got to come together. Young, old, tall, small, slim, heavy. All of us got to come in order to put our stamp on our direction of where we want. And I'm sure we all want the same thing. I know we want the same thing. We wouldn't have been in here if we didn't. We wouldn't have lasted this long if we didn't. I have talked to believers that they say, yeah, Nate, yeah, I left for a minute. Yeah, I left for a minute, but we came back. And why we came back is you'll get out there and you'll see ain't nowhere to go. You're either going to go backwards or you're either going to go forward. You're going to go forward, you understand, because that there hasn't been proven yet. It hasn't been claimed, as I can say. But everything in back, shoot, we already been back there. That's been claimed. And somebody else got it. We want to go and get our own. This is why we do for self. We got unclaimed territory ahead of us. All we have to do is want to do it. And don't wait till you're forced to do it. Because if you're forced to do it, you're going to come with an attitude. You don't know why you got the attitude. Now, this is our time now. We don't need no attitude. We ain't got to be forced to this. We can go in there with a smile. We struggling, but society don't know we struggling. All they want to see is the result. What is the results going to be? We'll build everything around Allah. And that's one thing, that's almost like a force field that Shaitan ain't coming nowhere near what Allah said. Or, well, whatever Allah have his hand on, Shaitan is not coming. I remember we used to come to the temple in the mosque, and they used to tell us, Shaitan stops at the door when you come into the mosque. And I liked that. I could relate that, leave that garbage out there. And I remember I used to be in the check room, and the guys would come in with cigarettes in their pockets. Some had guns, some knives. You know, we had, no, you can't bring that in either. Now, all the cigarettes and all that stuff, I threw in the trash. Now, if you want it, you got to go back and get it, which some did, you know, but you can't bring that in here. And that's the stand we have to take. And the people will submit to it. Because they are, by nature, being receptive to you. Yeah, they don't smoke. Yeah, they don't drink. No drugs. No weapons. The people know it. The people that had the gun, oh, yeah, I forgot. I'm sorry. Yeah, get it out of here. Take that out of here. And they will do it. And when they come back, they'll be appreciative that you remind them. Because that's for probably the life that they were living. But all we have to do is show the people that we can unite. Show the people that we can do things as one without any unnecessary malice. No fussing and fighting. No venting. Then we can be successful. We can be that example for the people. And I'm looking forward to working as one, especially the door for self thing too, you know, because I know we can be progressive. and establish economics on a big level, on a greater level, than we have today. We don't have nothing coming through our neighborhood to help us. We got to go through politicians. We got to play this game, that game, and all that just to get something. But if we move as one, we don't have to deal with none of it. We can plan out those things, get one in, and put one in business, and everybody feed him. He get up on his feet, you put another or two more, and everybody feed him. As long as you get support, look, that's, I call that feeding the people, supporting them. As long as you get support, that's the thing we need. We need support. And once that support is there, the progress, our progress is right there, right behind. And we can put, if we take that same blueprint that we do, take it everywhere we go, establish it as we go. And see, we already be known for wherever we go, we bring wealth with us. The wealth of experience, our knowledge, how to make something happen. And we come in after the downtrodden, the people that everybody look down on. We come in after them first. That's what the Lord tells us to do. And raise them up, help raise them up. That's why I know this is inevitable, it's going to work. Because we're going into the downside, and that makes it hard to unite them. I know that. That makes it harder to deal with them. But that's the challenge. And we've already been through some hard look. Or we have to reflect that at the past. We've been through some rough stuff. Can't go through nothing rougher than what we've been through. Shoot. That ain't it. So this year, being patient and waiting on the people, that's easy. All right, we're going to close out and let James read this announcement again, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Assalamu alaikum. Join us daily from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an edition of the Halal Industry Do For Self with your host, Imam Wale Bilal, President, Founder, and CEO of Bilal Inc., and co-hosts James Bashir and Nate Muhammad. The interest of Bilal's Inc. is to establish economics for the African-American people, descendants of the slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength, to establish community life by doing for self, to build a model community. Again, we want to thank everyone for joining to the program today, and inshallah, we'll talk to you again tomorrow. Assalamu alaikum.